Hi guys, welcome back to We Should Talk, a pop culture interview series from In the Know. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the podcast we have Hannah Brown, former Bachelorette and one of the stars of the new Fox show, Special Forces World's Toughest Test. She's on there alongside other reality stars like Kenya Moore from Real Housewives of Atlanta, Kate Gosselin, there are Olympians, Gus Kenworthy and Nastia Lukin, Jamie Lynn Spears is on it, Beverly Mitchell from Seventh Heaven. Like, it's definitely a wild mix of people that are on this show, and they basically are thrown into the Jordanian desert with some military operatives who push them to the limit, do all these crazy challenges. They barely sleep. It's really rugged, it's really no frills, and it's honestly a great watch. I've seen the first two episodes, and you know, it's cool to see people like Hannah, who we know from the Bachelor franchise, in this really stripped down setting and really pushing herself to the limit physically and mentally. And Hannah's been really open about her mental health journey. And, you know, it's really is a mental and physical test on this show. And I found it to be really compelling, and they're not in competition with one another. They don't vote each other out. People drop out or they're injured or they're pulled out. So yeah, it's been great. I love talking to her about it. We talked towards the end of the interview also about sort of, you know, 2019, she was on The Bachelor, star of The Bachelorette, won Dancing with the Stars on 1 year. And then after, this is her first kind of big major show appearance since then. I think after that year, she kind of took stock of where she was. And it's like, okay, what does she really want to be doing with her life? Like, what kind of path does she want to be on? And she hasn't really wanted to follow that classic kind of post-bachelor path a lot of people do. And I really commend her for that. I think that that takes a lot of strength and kind of, you know, willingness to go against the grain. And we talked a lot about that. I think that she's in a really good place, and I'm excited to see what she does next because she clearly is kind of intent on that, and I support that. So anyway, keep listening for my interview with Hannah Brown and tune into Special Forces World's Toughest Test on Fox. And please rate, review, and subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're here with Hannah Brown, one of the stars of the new Fox show, Special Forces, World's Toughest Test. You guys, the show is really wild. I can't believe what they all put themselves through. I'm excited to talk to Hannah about it. So Hannah, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You made it back in one piece. You're here, you're talking to me. I guess first, when did you guys film this? How long has it been since this experience?
Yeah, we filmed in late May, June.
Okay.
So it was actually funny. Like, I hadn't been out of the country since COVID. And what helped me in the process was after that, I was going to Italy. Like, it just like, and I was gone for like 7 weeks out of this summer, but it started in the Jordanian desert. And that was not a vacation. I'll just say that.
Certainly not a vacation, but that is nice. That's like the ultimate thing to look forward to. You know, you had this like White Lotus experience of looking forward to your Italy vacation.
For sure. I was like, okay, I can do this. Or as soon as I'm out of this, I'm going to be in Positano. It'll be okay. So yeah.
And you posted this really great video of yourself, like recording yourself, getting into your uniform before the show started. And you're like, this is like my Cadet Kelly fantasy. You know, it's like, we're all like kind of, you're smiling. And it was clearly not, that was not the experience that any of you had on that show. No. You must laugh looking back at that, about sort of what you thought going into it.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I mean, that was the day, like, I had my hair like freshly braided. I had makeup on because we were taking our pictures, and I'm like, oh, like this is going to be fun. Like, I have a cute little outfit. No, like those clothes were disgusting by the end of it. And it was definitely not like a Cadet Kelly moment. Like, Cadet Kelly wishes she could be able to do what we did, because it was super intense. And, you know, like, I watched one of the episodes from this show was originally from the UK.
Right.
And it looked terrifying. Like, it does, just like how people are watching us now and being like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you did that. But what's so interesting for me is, there's no way to show actually how terrible it was,
sure,
or how hard it was for each of us. There's no way to capture that. And so I had seen, like, I was like, I knew it was going to be hard. I definitely did. But you don't know until you're there. Just like, there's no end. You're completely, it's more of an experience than a TV show. It's, yeah, I sometimes like just can't believe
Is the biggest, like what to you is not, what to you is the hardest thing to convey through the show? Is it like, cause I feel like we don't see that much of like whatever your downtime necessarily was, or sort of like, you know, you'll be get woken up at in the morning with somebody yelling at you, and then you do a challenge, and then like at 10, it looks like at 10 PM, they'll also call on you.
Yeah.
Is it the feeling of just like exhaustion that is hard to convey?
It's just the constant discomfort and on edge. You never know when you're going to be called, what you're about to do. We're kind of just like at the mercy of whenever they start yelling at us to be ready, and you better be ready in a minute. And if you're not ready, then there's consequences. And also just the discomfort of the atmosphere that we're in. I mean, we had a wet kit, a dry kit. We had to wear the same clothes all day. We're in 100, like sleeping in a tent in our downtime. That's 108 degrees. And then it gets cold at night. I mean, you're constantly sweating. There's flies everywhere. You're constantly hungry, but the food's bad. And then for me, honestly, the tasks that were horrible, I was excited to go to the task because it meant I wasn't on edge of like, when are we going to do something? What's about to happen?
Totally.
Can I lay down? Oh my gosh, laying down is miserable. It was just always that. So at least when we were like doing something, I knew what we were doing, and it kind of let that anxiety go. So I think that's something that you can't really convey. And also just like, you'll see us running, you know, there'll be a clip of us running, but you don't know how long we just had to run.
Sure.
Or I remember my boyfriend, you know, I of course told him about it, but he was like, well, you'll have to climb up that rock to get to the thing where you had to like traverse across. And I'm like, oh yeah. Like there's all these little things that you don't see, just like how demanding it was. So yeah, I think it's great to keep the audience to know like, okay, it's so easy for me to be like, oh, like that's not that bad, or like, oh, that sucks. But it's like, no, it is much worse.
100%. I think just the looks on your guys' faces, like the way that like, even just you're all kind of just disheveled the whole time. And like, that's just how it, and to me, like that helps convey that part too. It's really wild to watch and then see some of you guys doing these things. And I'm curious for you, like, you know, this is your first major reality show appearance in over 3 years. You know, you hadn't really done any big show since you won Dancing with the Stars in late 2019. So why did this feel like the right kind of time for you to jump back into this medium and have this experience?
Yeah, I didn't just want to do a show to be back on TV. That's not really my MO. Like, that's not who I am. But this, I think, was a show that I knew I would get something out of it. It's a transformative show, I think. And I have really done a lot these past 3 years, just reflecting on that time that was so crazy in my life and healing from that, growing from that. And this just seemed like an opportunity to test all that growth that I had said I thought I had accomplished, and really see like, can I do this? What type of person is this going to bring out? And myself, is this going to bring out the best of me or the worst of me? And honestly, that was what made me the most nervous. Like, can I handle this? I think was a biggest fear. Like, am I going to let myself down? Am I going to prove what, you know, the worst things people ever said about me on this show? Like, what is this loss of control? You kind of forget you're on a television show because like, you don't have time to think about that. And the cameras aren't really like in your face. They're all kind of like hidden. So it's like somebody just seeing like, what are each of us when we're stripped down completely? Like, how do you react in things? And that was really vulnerable, first of all. And I didn't want to let myself down in a way, but I knew like at that point, you're not thinking about it. You're just like trying to survive. And so, yeah, I wanted to push myself in this way. And it's also an experience that money can't buy.
Sure.
I mean, it really is so immersive, and to be trained by these amazing people who have served our country and like are actual, like the most powerful, like beast of men. I was like, you know, I know I'll learn something about myself, and I'm constantly wanting that. So that is the reason that I did it. There was obviously like, it's multifaceted, but
overall, that's why you jumped.
I guess I still would do it. It's one of those things, like I'm so grateful that I did and feel so honored to have done, even though it was miserable most of the time.
But it sounds like you said, you know, you said, will this bring out the best or the worst in you? But it sounds like you got the best out of yourself out of this experience. It sounds like you really did learn something, or you felt, or you also proved how strong you are.
Yeah. And I think most everyone that did this experience would say the same thing. It really tests, like, it brings you to the breaking point. And I think everybody learns something about themselves. And every time you learn something, you're growing. And I believe getting better, whether it's you're learning that you could do something differently, or you're learning what holds you back, or how you react in difficult situations. It's something that you can take and out of that experience, really work on too. So yeah, like truly grateful, because there's nothing else that's going to push you to those limits, like in the world. And certainly the life not. That we live.
Yeah. Certainly not. No. And like, you know, since you released your book, you've been super open about your own mental health struggles and overcoming certain obstacles in your life. And I feel like, you know, the sort of marketing of this show and sort of the conceit of it, it's very much, you know, emphasizing the physical challenge of it. And the, you know, the challenges that you guys have to do and running and all that. But watching the first two episodes, I feel like the mental toughness that you have to exhibit and the mental strength you have to exhibit during that time is just as important, if not more so. Did you feel that while you were in it?
For sure. And that's what kind of made me want to do it, but also made me scared to do it. Because it's like, am I mentally strong and healthy enough right now to do this? Like, I had gone
there's no way of knowing.
Therapy. I've been working with different doctors and really just trying to heal and manage all, you know, just my mental health and being. And that was what was the most important thing in this competition, or not even competition, this show or experience. And yeah, like the physical was hard for sure. I mean, you're exhausted, but what do you do when you're exhausted? Like, where does your mind go when you're exhausted?
Right.
That's how you could continue the next day, because honestly, after that first day, it wasn't fun. It was like, let's just make it to the next day. I think that's how you had to think of it. It's just, all right, let's just make it. If I wake up in the morning and I can still move, I'm still like in one piece, like I'm going to make it to the next task. Mm-hmm. Okay. If I completed that, can I make it to the next one? So that is all mental. And yeah, while it was definitely physically demanding, this show is all about mental strength for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was cool to watch you guys also to be there for each other, because it's not really a competition, because it's not like people get eliminated. It's like people drop out or get pulled out or get injured or something like that. But it's not like at the end of every episode, you're voting somebody out. It's an individual challenge, but you're also helping each other through it. So that's kind of a cool aspect to it, I think too.
Yeah. And I think, no, we didn't really know that going in. You're like, is this going to still, even though it's not a competition, nobody's winning anything, is there still going to be something competitive about it? And that's what I really loved, because I've talked a lot about this. I feel like my whole life has been kind of a competition in some way, from like just my background. And this wasn't that at all. Like, it was just more a competition within yourself of like, am I going to let those bad thoughts win? Am I going to let being exhausted and tired, those thoughts take over me just taking that next step? That was more of any type of competition that there was, just you against yourself.
Yeah.
It was so great to see when another person could see somebody going there and letting the enemy of their mind win, how you would step in and be like, no, you've got this. And that was so helpful. I mean, there were so many people that helped me along the way. And I do feel like, you know, I maybe helped other people when they were down, but we all wanted to be at the end together. We all wanted to see each other succeed. Like, it wasn't like if I didn't make it across in last episode, that didn't make me upset at somebody else. And I was so excited that somebody accomplished the goal.
And you can see that.
Yeah. Like, it was like, we were so pumped to see somebody succeed regardless if we passed or failed. And that is something that you don't really see that much, just
especially in kind of challenge-based things. Yeah.
Yeah. And it really just made us such a family. Like, we really are, like, we check in on each other. We're supportive of what each other's doing in our lives, like outside of the show.
And so fun.
That has been amazing because I would have never had the opportunity to meet these.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really such kind of a grab bag of people. We have athletes and Olympians and actors and singers and other people who have been on reality shows. Like, when did you find out who else was going to be there? And then when you found that out, who were you sort of most intrigued or excited about?
So it was interesting. We had to quarantine at first for 5 days. So, and we were at these places by the Red Sea and Aqaba that were great. Like, okay. They were, just to get us acclimated to the heat. We would go outside, you know, maybe some of us would like put on our boots because we had to break in our boots,
right.
Which was also terrible, and just kind of get acclimated, which was great. But we were supposed to be separated, but you know, if you see another person wearing the same boots as you, it's like, okay, I'm pretty sure we're probably doing this together. So there were a few of us that were at the same hotel that kind of like figured out, okay, we're doing this together. But it wasn't until like the day before when we took our group picture that we knew everybody that was going to be
okay,
there.
Okay, so
but
right when you got there, really.
Yeah, yeah. And so the person that I was the most excited about was Mel B. And like, she confirmed everything I thought. Like, she's so fun. It was just a joy to be around her. And yeah, she's Scary Spice.
I mean, a Spice Girl. Come on.
Yeah,
like, hello.
Yeah. So, and she just kept me laughing the whole time. And I'm so excited for this journey for her. And just like, her story is very inspirational and inspiring to me. And I think so many people. So I love just witnessing her challenge herself and push herself.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. I think they've done a really good job so far of like, not harping on any sort of experience that one of you may have had in real life or outside that the public might know or not know about, but like, you know, some of these things do trigger some past experiences. And I think that they do a really nice job of like bringing us in on that, but also not harping on it and also not making it define the experience, which I think is really nice.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, let's do this thing. So she has to talk about this story. No, it's like these things actually trigger some feeling or deep insecurity or fear that we've all gone through. I think we all had that, and that was great. We had each other to support when a certain challenge triggered something in us. And so, and it was different to be like, for me, like one thing wouldn't be that challenging
totally.
Where you could see another person. It was their deepest fear. And you're like, whoa, it's just, we all are coming from different perspectives and different experiences. And that was when it was so encouraging and so excited to see somebody still prevail, even with those thoughts and feelings coming in and still deciding to do the task and overcome.
Totally.
That.
Yeah. That's amazing. And so you said that you kind of, you're all still supporting one another and you're still like, is there a special forces group text? Like do you have your certain people that you still are like really kind of close with?
Yes, there is a group chat. We have a WhatsApp, and then, you know, we'll text along the side. And then of course, like Instagram messaging, when we see something, but yeah, we definitely have a group chat. And it's so funny. A lot of us have met even after the show and had dinner together, lunch. And if somebody does something that we see, we'll put it in the group chat to like, congratulate.
I love it.
Happy birthday. You know, it really is like your recruits come your family. I mean, you're pooping beside each other. I mean, there's not many people that you do
it's,
that
it's
with.
Really, it's really no frills. It's like the opposite of whatever that would be. So yeah.
And that was, like I said, that was the hardest thing for me. Like I would go to the medic and I'm like, I can't do this. Like I can't believe I'm having to do this. And it was just, nobody cared. But we were encouraging people to go to the bathroom. We were encouraging, like, you know, it's like, if you stink, it's like, hey, you stink, but I love you. Go put on some more deodorant.
Totally. So how much of a given day did you have to just like, I mean, I they weren't comfortable, but just like sort of lounge around on the cots that you were sleeping on. And like, I feel like if I was in that experience, I don't totally know, but you know, in my downtime, I'd want to like sleep instead of like, maybe, obviously you want to get to know the people, but you also are so freaking tired the whole time. So what did that look like? Cause I feel like we're not really seeing that much of that on the show.
Well, you never knew. So that's what made it sometimes hard to sleep. Like we would sleep with like half our shoe on. Or when we were like, okay, we don't know what's about to happen. But yeah, I have like a sleeping disorder. I have narcolepsy. So like, I'm like, anytime I can sleep, I'm going to sleep.
You're going to do it.
And I think that was most, like, it was always you lay down when you can't, your feet are hurting, you're so hot. But there were tasks, like in between tasks, like when we could chat, we would. Sometimes we couldn't because you get in trouble. But we had car rides back and forth.
Yeah, I figured that would be good.
Where we would talk. But by certain times, we would just be like, okay, we're too tired. Like,
right. That's what I figured. It must have been like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing personal, but
I mean, 10 days, that is a long time, but even like 2 days, by the end of like day two, you're like, oh my gosh, I know everything about you. So I feel like the whole experience for everyone, like you just get so close, and they really made the whole experience to where it was made to bond you, I think. Mm. So yeah, awesome. It's either, you know, if you left on day one, you're still in the group. If you've made it till the end, like, I don't know. It just was like such a cool experience.
Yeah. And you also, it's like you
get close so fast. Like,
yeah. And you have to, I'm sure like when somebody drops out, like you don't blame them like that. Like you had that thought a million times that day already, probably. So it's
no.
Like,
and then that's another thing. It's like some people don't really drop out. It's, I think that's the thing that,
yeah,
it's like, sometimes it was, you had no control. It was just like your body was done.
Totally.
Or, you know, you had found, I think for some people, it was like they came, there was a specific thing in mind. And once they had realized or conquered that fear or that goal, it was like, okay, like I've gotten what I need out of this. Mm. Everybody went in for something different, but all kind of all wanting to become better.
Totally. People.
So I think we've all kind of, you know, gotten together. It's like everybody's time was the right time for them.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Except for, I mean, some people who got hurt. That sucked.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That was like your body. Like you could, if you're hurt, like you can't, that's your time to leave.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're on this show with all these amazing people, and it's really, I feel like it's really, you never like went away ever. Like you've been always top of mind, I think, over the past 3-4 years, but you know, it's kind of stepping back into the spotlight in like a kind of bigger way for you, on like a bigger, on a network TV show, you know, that's a really big platform to have. Like, I guess for you, like, does it feel good to be back in this position? And like, cause 2019 was such an insane year for you. You were on three huge shows, and like that, nobody can prepare you for that. And also I bet you nobody could prepare you for what comes after that as well. How are you feeling kind of being back and like doing a bunch of interviews and like, you know, and it must be, I'm just curious how this experience is for you so far overall.
Yeah. I mean, I think I really was like, when people ask me like, how did it all happen? I'm like, literally, I had no way. Like it was never in my mind to go on these shows. It was not like a desire. It all was like luck and me just saying yes to things that, so I think that was wonderful, but there was also a lot that I had to like process through that. And this just seemed like a great opportunity, like I said, to kind of just like see where I am mentally. Like, am I just honestly like equipped and ready to be back out there and share my life with people? And it's exciting. Like, it's been so great to see how many people, like, this is obviously like such a different show than people have seen me on, but have just like encouraged me and supported me and are excited to watch me in this experience, that are really excited to see me back on their televisions. I'm like, oh, like, thanks so much. But
yeah,
like I said, it wasn't about that for me. It wasn't because it was a TV show. It was just like this cool experience.
Yeah.
But I definitely have enjoyed it, and being able to engage with people who are like supporting and watching the show and loving watching my journey. So it's been great. And I'm excited to continue to talk more about the show that I'm really proud to be a part of. And I'm like excited for people to watch, not just like my story, but everyone's else on the shows
and how it kind of interweaves. Yeah.
Yeah. And would love, you know, if there's other opportunities that also align with me, like this show, I feel like did, like, I'm so up for that, but it has to be like the right things for me to put myself out there that I can feel really good about being a part of.
Totally.
That don't hinder me from growing, but are things that experiences and opportunities that really continue to propel and grow me into the place and into the person that I want to be.
That's amazing. And I'm glad that you feel that, because I know that it wasn't about that for you. It's not about like the adoration or having people be like, oh my God, thank God you're back. But it also is affirmation though, that like people did fall in love with you and your personality and who you are as a person on the Bachelorette and Bachelor shows. Like ultimately, like that's who you are. Like you are, mm-hmm. it's your personality and people really do love that about you. And I think that for that to be able to shine, even in this context, it's pretty cool, you know? And I think that you should feel good about the journey that you've had over the past 3.5-4 years, because like you have maintained that and you've been able to maintain that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, totally. I think that was another fear that I had of like, I was 24, I'm now 28 and I'm still the same person, but I think how I handle things is a lot different. And
yeah,
I remember I was like, oh my gosh, I think I'm more entertaining when I'm kind of like crazy. Like, now that I'm like trying to be a little bit more like mentally stable, like, am I even, you know, somebody that people care about watching or, you know, enjoy? And that was actually something I really like struggled with, of like, are people gonna like me now that like I actually am trying to take care of myself? I don't think before I knew how to take care of myself or knew how to not like overexpose.
Yeah, for sure.
I have not, that has not been the consensus. And I'm really like thankful that people have enjoyed and have been so, so supportive of me growing. And I'm still like a little crazy.
Maintain a little bit of that.
A little,
you know,
of that, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But be open about that and work through it and work through it with people. I want to be like a positive influence and not just somebody that entertains people, but is entertaining as you watch me grow, and then hopefully, you know, you're growing along with me, and, or maybe
they're
inspired
both possible
to take that like step, because I'm not an expert in anything. Like I'm never going to be that person that is an expert, but I feel like I'm a person that you can see yourself in. And if I can continue to do that in this media, in these spaces, then I'm like all for it. And we'll be vulnerable with the motivation and being vulnerable to help other people. And so I'm really thankful that I had this opportunity to, whether good or bad, see me, my absolute, will literally see me at my absolute worst as far as physically, but they can see me overcome some of my own struggles and fears and doubts along in this journey. I'm really honored to be able to do that. And like I said, hopefully I'll have other opportunities to do that as well.
And I think you will. And I think lastly, I just think that like, there's so much strength in you, like recognizing that maybe a certain kind of show or whatever is not great for you mentally. And there's a lot of people in your position would not have stepped away in the way that you have. And I think there's a lot of strength in that. And I think that like, again, to confirm that like, it's okay for you to have done that and not overexpose yourself and not miss out on opportunities, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that you should also feel good about showing that and putting your foot in the ground, because it's worked out well for you.
I really appreciate you saying that, because it's hard. It's hard to feel like you're saying no, that you're missing out on even like opportunities that could bring you not just like moments in the spotlight, but wealth or in that moment, but really just trying to figure out like, what is your end goal? Like, what is the purpose of all this? Like, like I said, I didn't ever expect my life to be this way. And then I think after 2019, I was like, okay, well, this is what it is. And how do I handle that? And do I really like the person that I've become out of all this? Like, am I just kind of a shell of the person that I was? And really having to realign. And that was hard to like really go there mentally and like kind of re look at different traumas or upsets or disappointments are also, and also look at the things that it's like, wow, I can't believe I accomplished that, and really being able to celebrate that, like just having that time. But yeah, it was hard. It was hard to kind of allow myself to just work on myself and not worry about what other people are thinking. And even though like I probably kind of was worrying, just like really trying to stay focused on like, what's the end goal, or what do I do now that my life is this way? I do have a lot of big dreams, and I don't want this to sound like, oh, because I haven't been doing anything. Like, no, I have goals
of course
that I want and I believe that I will accomplish, but I'm really thankful, even though it was hard, even though it wasn't like the popular thing to do, that I've maintained a mission in a bigger picture, and that this show aligned with that, and that I can continue to kind of pick opportunities that also align and just try to stay strong on that, even if it's not always the popular thing to do after the type of experiences that I've done. It's not what everybody else does. It can seem like I'm pushing away. It's like, no, I'm just trying to make my own path.
Exactly.
That feels good
for
me. It's not that I think I'm better, that I think I'm worse, that I think I'm worthy.
It's just not for you.
No, it's just not, it's not the path that feels good. I want to do things that feels really good, that I can be confident in and be able to share that with other people. Cause that's ultimately
absolutely
what this position does, is it is to inspire and motivate and to connect with people.
Well, you've certainly done that through this show, Hannah. You mentioned you have big dreams. What, when you look at 2023, we're in the second week of the year, what are you hoping this next year brings you, either personally, professionally? What are you thinking about sort of as for the next 12 months?
I think this year will be a lot of change and pushing myself to take risk. I think personally and professionally, I think these last few years, I've kind of like, I wrote my book, which was amazing and was a New York Times bestseller, but that was because of, you know, I'm so thankful for people like still wanting to connect with me. But I think this year after this show, really continuing to kind of push myself out there. And I think you'll see a lot more of me in different ways to continue to connect, have conversations with people that I feel like are really inspiring, and really build a community, I think.
That's cool.
Is personally and professionally, community of people who also kind of that have loved watching me, but are also are on the same journey as me with different conversations and different experiences. So
awesome. Well, Hannah, this is so much fun to get to talk to you about this, about your career, your life, this show that you're on, which is just a wild one. But I really appreciate your time. You're really generous with your time today. And I'm excited to see what the rest of this season holds, because I think I've learned to expect the unexpected with this show already.
Yes. And it only gets crazier. I'll just say that. So.
Okay. Well, Hannah, thank you so much. And hopefully we talk again soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to We Should Talk. I hope you enjoyed the interview. You can find out more about In the Know at inthenow.com. You can follow me, Gibson John,